You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day everyone, I'm Irk. Welcome to episode 124 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my quality Australian music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every week, bringing you a wide selection of independent and unsigned music from around the world. Here in Australia, it's coming up to the end of the school year, and it's a time of year as a child that I really looked forward to. Towards the middle of December, we were looking forward to a massive 6 weeks break, including the Christmas New Year period, and basically all of January to do whatever we wanted as kids. Summertime, an absolutely perfect time not to be at school and out and about, doing whatever you like to do as a child. For me, things like playing cricket, riding around on my bike, going for walks and all of that sort of stuff. Lots of great memories. And what we're going to do today is bring you some tracks from artists that come from places such as Juice Management and Promotion, SGC Media and the Podsafe Music Network, and also Airplay Direct. And we're going to give you a bit of a taste of what it's like to be breaking up from school. Now, of course, the track that I usually remembered and I was usually singing, at least mentally, if not physically, at the end of the school year as the bell rang at the very end of the last day was Alice Cooper's song, School's Out for Summer. But then again, we can't necessarily play that, can we? So what we're going to do, we're going to get this show cranking from song number one. And I'm going to say the name of this show very carefully and before I play the song, because last time I hosted Amp New Music Weekly, I almost caused an international incident. The show that played the song was Suffolk and Cool, with Peter Clivero there over there in Suffolk in the UK. And the song that he submitted was called Rudies Don't Care by Rude City Riot. And those guys absolutely go off, as you'll hear in the song. But I made the mistake of doing the blurb about the song after the song, and I was a bit excited and almost needed to put myself onto the editing room floor. So let's crank it up. Thanks to Matt Stevens for the bed music, of course. Don't forget to find me, channelerk.com, and this is episode 124. And at the end of the school year, Rudies don't care, do they?
welcoming the outside. Skin becomes a sponge, welcome all the outside in. Recognize the beach and all the water as I'm washing. Recognize the beach and all the water as I'm washing.
You're everything I need. You're the antidote to an ugly world. The antidote to an ugly world. This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
Thank you, Mr. Dave Evans. And I had a rather excellent interview with Dave Evans last week, the man that you just heard in that promo. In case you don't know, he was a former frontman for AC/DC, apart from many other bands that he has been involved in since the 1970s and all the way through to today. That was episode 127 of IRC FM, Down the Pipes and Into Your Ears, for occasional interview episodes on Tuesdays. And if you are subscribed to the channel IRC Mega Feed or indeed the IRC FM feed, you will get those automatically if there is an interview episode on Tuesday. Otherwise, check the website, IRCFM.com. We definitely learnt a lot from Dave. It was a very interesting interview. Very hard to summarise nearly 40 years in the music industry in just about an hour. But it was good. We were joined in the studio by my mum Judy, who hosts Judy's Blast FM. And also with half of Foundry Road in the studio as well. And those guys, as up-and-comers in the music industry, they were very excited to talk to Dave and to listen to his wisdom. Certainly has a lot of stories and a lot of things that he's learnt, and he's not afraid to call it as it is and how he sees it. Speaking of calling it how it is and how it sees it, let's tell you about the songs that we just heard. That last song that you heard was called Antidote by the Boat People. And an interesting segue there, because the Boat People are another Australian band. They have done some wonderful stuff on the world stage since they joined together. They have played the Great Escape UK, the CMJ Music Marathon in New York City. They've toured the UK twice. They've played in the Viper Room in LA, Spaceland, and a live set on Morning Becomes Electric, KCRW. They won a grand prize at CMJ, and they gained rotation at over 20 radio stations across the US. They've performed at South by Southwest, and yeah, that's all I basically have to say about those, the Boat People. Another Australian band that you'll be able to hear on Insomnia Radio Australia. Lots of unsigned, great Australian music that you won't hear on the commercial radio, that is for sure. Prior to the Boat People, we heard from Gareth Icky. And I didn't know this, but apart from the fact that he's a singer-songwriter from the Isle of Wight, and that he has toured around Europe and the US and has played numerous festivals, including in Norway and France. But the track we heard, it feels like a race, and it certainly feels like a race to get to the end of the school day. That song has been played by radio stations all over the UK, and it has also featured on BBC Six Music and Steve Wright's afternoon show on BBC Radio 2, and also on Kerrang Radio. Apart from writing and performing, he is also an international beach soccer player, and he has represented England across the world as an international beach soccer player. Before Gareth, we heard from our opening act, of course, Rude City Riots, and they were definitely awesome as well. Let's go to our next band now, called Serial Twin, and we're going to hear a song called Burn It All. And that's pretty much what you feel like doing at the end of the school year, just burning all your uniforms and burning all your books. They come to us from Donegal. They formed in 2004, and yes, let's hear them now. This is Serial Twin. They call themselves indie rock from Northern Ireland, so let's hear all about them now on episode 124 of IRC FM, the last regular episode for 2010, but I'm not done with yet. Let's burn it all and find more out. It's very shortly.
Thank you. ever think it just might be there.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are...
Country Road!
Hi, my name's Jordan Rain.
G'day, I'm Cole Finley.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River. And I'm Guy.
Hey, this is Caparelli.
Hi, everybody. I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band...
Emerald. Hi, my name is Audra Connolly. And
my name's Matt Stevens.
Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon.
Hi, this is Steph from Trip Hazard.
This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel Irk.
Hi, this is Will Danes.
Hi, we're the Views.
Hi, this is Sean, and this is Danny.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason.
This is Explain from Foundry Road.
Hi, this is Dan Lyon from Sweden. Hey,
Dua. Hey, Dua.
Hi, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and check it out.
And you're listening to...
Irk FM!
Yeah!
Can you see when you look into
Beautiful night. in life that remind us of where we're going wrong and what we're missing out on. Tonight is a beautiful night. It's a brand new time in my life. Tonight is a beautiful night. Whoa. Tonight is a beautiful night. A beautiful night. A beautiful night.
We'll be right back.
Wow, did you like that? That was pretty cool. That was Dead Empire. We've Break This Town. And that's one thing that can happen at towards the end of the year when the students who are about to leave, they go on what they call a Year 12 muck-up day. And, you know, some things do get broken. You know, it's a chance for people to, you know, let their hair down. Some people just do it by just gathering together and having a few quiet drinks, and other people go on rampages. But let's get back to Dead Empire. As a newcomer to the band, first impressions of Dead Empire are initially favourable and quickly turn to genuinely impressed. Why this is a local band, and local if you're in the UK of course, who has learnt both to play and entertain, a quality that many competing bands seem to lack. And so, yes, yes indeed. Considering the cramped stage of the free butt, the rocking out is kept to an understandable minimum. However, one can imagine if the band were playing a larger venue, then the newfound performance freedom would certainly result in an adrenaline increase both on and off the stage. And yes, indeed, that sounds a bit like a review that I've actually written for a couple of local bands. And it is amazing to see the difference between when they get on a small stage and hardly can move compared to a bigger stage. So that was indeed Dead Empire. Before Dead Empire, we heard from Luke Thomas with his song called I Remember. And I certainly remember a lot of things about high school, and sometimes I wonder how much I actually learnt when I was at school compared to what I know now. But then again, it's a foundation. You continually learn throughout your whole life. Even though I learned a fair bit in high school and I was, you know, pretty good at my studies and everything like that, I've definitely learnt a lot more, you know, in the 20, 30 years since I... Well, not 30, but, you know, in the almost 20 years since I left. So, Luke Thomas, with his song, I Remember. Let's tell you a bit about him. He's based in Somerset in England. He's been described as a future acoustic act to look out for. He has been receiving extremely positive feedback from reviewers and free gig performances since the release of his self-titled debut EP. He occupied the number one position on the UK Undiscovered charts for 8 weeks running. And so he went on to receive exposure on a large number of radio stations in the UK and the US. So that was Luke Thomas, and Luke Thomas can thank Rob Saunders for that little bit of airplay. We also heard from Nye with his song called Eyes of an Enemy. Originally born in Ghana and bred in the UK, he is an independent artist with a soothed, soulful but powerful vocal qualities, and we definitely heard that. He works in collaboration with many up-and-coming people, including recently a number of established producers working in the major music industry. You may have also heard him on a number of tracks and played for programs on TV and music and movies, as he writes and performs on behalf of major labels. His vocal talents allow him to adapt to any genre and style, giving him and his unique voice an opportunity to touch many in the industry. G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of these? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me. Channel Erk presents... a moment in time.
Hi, I am Anastasia the Urk Pod Bunny. Last time I spoke to you about Urk's debut book, I forgot to tell you that it is called A Moment in Time. Dateline Sydney, April 1st, 2010. It is the day before the Easter long weekend. Many people are getting ready to leave town for a short getaway. Others are going to party like it is 1999.
A Moment in Time. Chapter 1. Rise and Shine, Caroline. 12 noon, Thursday, April 1st, 2010. The small intercity apartment was in darkness. The woman sleeping in the bed had no idea what was happening in the outside world. The weather had been unpredictable over the last few days in Sydney, mainly in terms of being dry or wet. It was not cold in the apartment, but she felt comfortable with the blankets up to her shoulders. For some reason, she felt better about sleeping with a sheet or blanket covering her as she slept. Despite summer officially being over, it was not uncommon for hot weather to continue well into April. There was a ceiling fan and an air conditioner in the apartment. The ceiling fan was on low, circulating air around the bedroom.
Are you ready for A Moment in Time? AmomentInTimeNovel.com.
Last time before the summer ends.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Shed a tear as you were leaving. I know I'm not supposed to cry. Don't keep my feelings so well hid on. Not your ordinary guy. And I can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't settle I, cause I just can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. Your bags as I was watching. You didn't take that much at all. But what you left me with was nothing except the writing on the wall. And I can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie, cause I just can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you, can't stop missing you, yeah, yeah, no. Someone would have warned me that you could make me feel this way. They said in time I would forget you, but I think about you every day. And I can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie, cause I just can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you.
To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Now that man is no stranger to Urk FM. That was Nick Tan. Now, many of you have heard the promos that Nick has done for me, the promo that you heard just before the song. And apart from the fact that he's a podcaster with his podcast Is This Thing On, he is also a musician, as you just heard with his song Can't Stop Missing You. I've been meaning to play one of Nick's tracks for a while, but I just haven't found one that fitted the theme of the show. Until then, until now. Because the way I look at it, sometimes when you're on a school holiday, you don't always see your friends over the school vacation period, so you can miss your friends and you can miss other people in your life that you don't see every day as well. So that song was Can't Stop Missing You, and at the end of each one of his podcasts, Nick plays one of his own tracks, so I thought, well, it's about time that I played one, and that was that song, Can't Stop Missing You. Prior to that, we also heard from another Nick, Nick Flavel, as a matter of fact. He has been featured here on IRC FM two songs in a row this week, actually. The song before Nick Tans that you heard was called Siberia, and before that, Before the Summer Ends, which is quite relevant to this week's school theme. Why Siberia? Why did I pick that? Well, at the high school that I went to, and also my mum, Studio B, Judy from Judy's Blast FM, went to, there was an area that was well away from the rest of the school that they used to call Siberia. I'm pretty sure that back in her day it would have been very cold down there as well, in the area down near there. There was another area that was on the other side of the school, well away from the main area, and it was called Boot Hill because it was shaped like a boot. And I can remember you'd have your normal lesson and then you'd be up on Boot Hill, and then you'd have to walk sometimes, if I remember having an English class on Boot Hill, and you'd have to get all the way from one side of the school to the other, especially if you went from English to science, because the science labs were right on the other side of the school, and it seemed like a half a kilometre walk back then, which would have been pretty close to the truth when you think about it, because you had to walk down this hill, unless it was really muddy because it was just dirt, and then you had to walk the length of the football field past the gym, past the language rooms, and overlooking where the kitchens and the industrial arts, woodwork, metalwork stuff were. So you had a fair walk to walk from English to science, and sometimes the teacher would wonder, you know, why some people were late for the class, and that's because it was such a long walk from one end of the school to the other. And so the Nick Flavel story, he grew up listening to things like the Beatles and the Who. He had a hidden talent for things like music and art. He's actually a graphic designer as well as a musician, and it's very handy that if you're doing something yourself, such as music podcasting or as an independent and unsigned artist, for you to be able to do as much of the stuff that you can by yourself, or if you've got a band, that you can spread it out amongst the band. You know, the more you can do it yourself, the better. Because as I said last week, no one else will do it yourself for you. And so Nick had a medical emergency where he was in severe pain, and it turned out to be a stomach ulcer that needed an immediate operation. And it turns out that after that, he found that his creativity increased. So that was rather interesting indeed. So we're going to play a track now from New Mexico. This track is courtesy of Randy from Titty Bingo. Hi, Randy. He sent these guys in my direction so I can feature them. The Imperial Rooster from New Mexico. They're a folk gonzo roots music alternative country act from New Mexico. They describe themselves as being a mix of folk, blues, country, rock and roll that only can be described as gonzo roots music. If Nick Cave and Tom Waits had a baby, and that baby covered Johnny Cash songs with the Violent Femmes backing him up, but used lyrics written by Hunter S. Thompson and William Burroughs, the band know that description is ridiculous, and maybe you should just listen to the songs. And we're about to listen to one of their songs now, and it seems appropriate, especially for the older students at this time of year. Eating fish and drinking sterno. I'm not exactly sure what sterno is. I guess I'm about to find out. So thank you to Randy from Titty Bingo. Let's head over to New Mexico with the Imperial Rooster and I dare say Studio B, that we'll be hearing a bit more from these guys across the channel, Eric.
Something good, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Cause if you don't like the way I prepare my food, you can go back to Texas and for something good.
That song, rather appropriately, was called School's Out by Fire Underground. They come to us from Melbourne. Not sure if they're actually still around, because it's been a while since their MySpace page was updated, but the song was certainly very relevant for this show indeed. Fire Underground. It's a shame when bands just don't update their pages and you're not sure if they've, you know, departed the scene or whatever. You can only make that assumption that if you haven't updated your page for a couple of years, you may indeed be musically dead, who knows. But it was definitely a good song anyway. Fire Underground with School's Out. Anywho, on this episode you have heard from a wide selection of artists. You've heard from Rude City Riots, Gareth Icky, The Boat People, Serial Twin, Nye, Luke Thomas, Dead Empire, Nick Favell, Nick Tan, Imperial Rooster, and the band you just heard from then, Fire Underground. Music was supplied today by SGC Media, Juice Management and Promotion, directly from the artists, also via Airplay Direct and the Podsafe Music Network. And of course, without all of those artists, and also without all those agencies, this show wouldn't exist. So this comes to basically the conclusion of the regular Friday IRC FM episodes for this year. But don't worry, I will still be here next week. We have a couple of specials to end the year. But in case you're not into that particular sort of music, especially next week, I would like to take this opportunity to wish everyone who has been listening to Channel IRC and IRC FM, wish them all the compliments of the season, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hopefully you will stay safe out there on the roads, whatever it is that you're doing across the Christmas New Year period. And even if you're not celebrating Christmas, or if you're celebrating something else, I hope that you have a good time anyway. Don't forget to either stay cool or keep warm, keep dry wherever it is that you are around the world. It's snowing in some places, flooding in others, lots of heat in others. And so whatever it is that you do, stay safe and keep your ears into Channel IRC over the next month or so, because we will not be stopping for the holiday season. We will be keeping going. One of the things that we will be doing is we will be having a very metal Christmas next week for Christmas Eve, because not everybody likes Christmas music and not everybody celebrates their Christmas at 3.5. Some of us like to celebrate at 11, and that's exactly what we'll be doing next week. We'll be having a range of interviews and also music from local Western Sydney and New South Wales metal acts that were at a Very Metal Christmas a couple of weeks ago. So that is going to be very cool, especially if you like your music at 11. We're going to have a preview track from that in a moment. But in case you aren't into metal and you might not decide to listen to it next week, you know, you might want to crank it down to 3.5. because the interviews that I do with all the bands, in conjunction with my partner in crime for the week, Ellie from the Fuzz Radio, is definitely worth listening to anyway. Apart from that, the week after New Year's Eve, I'm going out to a masquerade party, which will be very, very interesting. But the quality music will still come down the pipe and into your ears on New Year's Eve. It will be the second Earworm special for the year for IRC FM, and so you'll be hearing some of my favourite tracks that have got stuck in my head this year, and also some from the listeners as well. If you've got a track that you want to hear, let me know and I'll see if I have it in my list, and if not, I'll add it. So we're going to have a preview now to take us out for this episode of IRC FM, IRC FM episode 124. One of the bands that really impressed me from a Very Metal Christmas, and you'll be hearing them next week on the Very Metal Christmas special, is a band called Never Trust a Bunny. Now, due to a last-minute thing that came up, it was very interesting. We had a couple of front women filling in for Never Trust a Bunny, and they sounded absolutely awesome anyway. I actually played the song that you're about to hear a few weeks ago in Rocktober, and at this stage I didn't know, and I didn't really realise who the band were, but I certainly do now. The fill-ins for Never Trust a Bunny, who appeared at a Very Metal Christmas, front their own band called The Vane, and we're about to hear from them now. Lots and lots of angry metal coming up, although there's good metal as well, and you'll definitely be impressed by these guys and all of the acts that we have for you next week. So the song we're about to hear is by The Vane, and it is called If No News Start Rumours. I will see you next week. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Erk, and good night, Interweb. And here is The Vane. Crank it up.
Sound.
Well, thank you for listening to IRC FM. Hope you enjoyed that song, and see you next week for a very metal Christmas. Or if I don't see you next week, see you the week after for the 2010 Earworm Special. Lots of tunes for everyone. This has been a Channel IRC production. All music is supplied with direct permission from the artists or with various agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license in Australia. Don't forget to check out our other shows across Channel IRC. Find out more information at channelirc.com. For news, talk, variety, and even more music, old time memories, Channel IRC has a lot for you to listen to. Each and every week, quality Australian music and quality Australian podcasting down the pipe and into your ears, channelirc.com. Channel IRC is Australian for quality podcasting. Also, check out the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Until next week, I know I said it before, but I'll say it again. Good night, Interweb.